Good morning, everybody. Monday fun day. What? Doesn't make sense, but yeah, going in on it. It's work day. I got my wallet, phone, keys. I don't know why I always think I forget my wallet. It's in my pocket, but it happens, folks. It happens. I got to deposit some money. What's going on? Got to get a sticker coming up. Do I have any bills? I'm trying to think. I don't think yet. But yeah, got not too much going on. Just doing my thing. I think today it's a stay-at-home day after work. I don't have to hit up the shop. Don't have to go to my mom's. The shop's packed out again. I didn't know what the... Yeah, that'd be pretty much today. Man, what am I doing today? What am I doing? I think I bought one thing I wasn't supposed to buy, but I bought it anyway. I'm paying off stuff. Oh, goodness. Man. I think that's too much. I don't know if y'all looked up too much, but there's a comic book came out. It was called the Issam comic book. It's a 96-page comic book. Someone wrote it. I try to remember what it's all about, but I heard it's good so far. People have given a guy a hard time on a whole bunch of stuff. I had to look at what grift means, but whatever it is, it doesn't mean what this guy is doing. Like he's had an idea. I don't know who's the cartoon. Well, I don't know what they expected from this one guy. But they're expecting him to be the cartoonist, the writer, the colorist, the packer. Like people get mad at him because he was paying people to pack up his comic books and send it to the mail. I was like, that's a business. What is this guy? What's wrong with this guy? People say he's a capitalist. I was like, I don't know what to tell you. If y'all have a business and it's running pretty good, I think you're doing pretty good. But there are people making fun of him about it. But it's only a small group. There's a group of people, a small group of people saying he's just bad all around. He was making a non-woke comic, and people were a little butthurt about it. And there's even been lies, oh, you see what this is? This is a crease in the comic book. I was like, yeah, it's. I was like, what the hell's wrong with y'all? That's when the comic book bends. I'm like, oh my god. But I don't know. People were nitpicking so badly. He's like, They're gonna probably say something because this is stuff's in a tub, of a carrying case tub, and I was just like, what the hell, man? I was like, these people are just crazy. I don't know. What can you do? It's just crazy how people think, and they think, he's like he's doing a criminal act or something. I don't know, but it's just wild what people will find on you in your career on. But this guy's successful, and he created a comic book business. The crowdfunding thing, other people do, they're doing stuff like that. Reached up almost to 3,300,000 or something like that. and this is like his first comic book that came out. I don't know what to tell y'all. Like, he advertised it right. I think there was like a one ad from his wife's business in there, and he was butthurt about. People were butthurt about it. He's like, "There's an ad in a comic book, like other ads in comic books." I was like, "Wow." Yep. I think people were trying to say that was trashy, whatever. I was like, "All right," but I don't know. It's just crazy. He even had a guy on his show, on his podcast, trying to talk, but he was trying to over-talk it to him and try to bring up, like George Floyd and a whole bunch of other stuff. And the guy's like, "What are you talking about?" What's funny, like, this is a black guy, and they're trying to say he's, like, trying to put out, like, racist ideas. He's hired people for his comic book company, like everybody, but he supposedly he hates black people. A black guy that hates black people. I was like, "All right," but yeah. But like I said, he's doing pretty good. He's doing this thing. He made a successful comic book, and people are mad at him about it. It's crazy because people are mainly mad at him because he didn't go to the proper channels, which whatever the fuck that means. The proper channels. I was like, I guess they want him to go through, like, the company that makes it, and a whole bunch of other stuff. And he was just like, no. But yeah. He's doing his thing. He beat a lot of the app, beat his way out of there. Just became now he's. People are, like, praising this comic book, and people are, like, the few that, not even his customers, are like, not even, I don't think I heard any negative things about it yet. People were talking about, like, but I don't know, even him, like, the Eric July guy, he had to be, like, I was like, "Y'all can make fun of me, just don't make fun of my customers." Well, he said, "Why y'all trying to say they're, like, they're racist or something?" And they're, like, most of the people that bought his comic book are black. There's white people too. I was like, they brought this racist comic that has black characters in it. I don't know. They even tried to say, like, one of the scenes, like, it was the hero of the comic book is fighting, like, an LGBT feminist or something. I don't know if that's true or not, but it's funny because it gets the male feminists pretty bad. I don't know if y'all ever see what male feminists are bad. They're like one of the worst ones. You thought like female feminists are bad? Man, men ones are worse. Like, "I'm defending this woman and her rights." And they're the main ones that get in trouble. Like, one was in trouble for sex harassment. I was like, "Oh my God." These are like supposed to be like men defending women, supposedly. Like I said, it's hilarious to see that crap. Oh. But it's whatever. I thought that a lot of that stuff is hilarious, what they do. Try to stop a guy from having a dream and doing his own thing. I guess if you make a comic book, you have to draw it. You have to have the story plot. You got to do all of it. Even the warehouse work. You got to do it by yourself. That's how you know you're a self-made man. Yeah. I guess those other guys that made, like, cars and stuff, they're like, they weren't known for just that. They did build it by their hands, damn it. Yeah, they paid workers. Yeah, it's just crazy. Like, we live in a day and age. When you get on to for paying your workers, I was like, "Oh my God, man, that's crazy." But whatever, he did his thing. The big comic book, I think he was on a podcast one day and. He was doing pretty good, talking his thing. I don't know. It is, It's just crazy. There's, like, I guess don't have hopes and dreams when you live around here. Oh, man, I don't know. Tired boy. But it should be a pretty good day. One of my mom's lamps sold. It was like a lamp. What was it? Sailboat. I made a little joke. She thought the joke was funny. It was like, it sailed in and left. I know it sounds stupid, but that's what I said. My mom liked the joke, so someone laughed at it. Yeah, because I asked her, I was like, how are we doing today? And she was like, no, this. I was like, man, we did crazy day on a Saturday. That's freaking crazy, huh? And, but, oh man, what are you going to do? I think I probably need to wrap up that fake money, because I guess when people like see it, they're like, oh, look, it's fake money. I was like, yeah, it is fake money. All right. what do you want? But anyway, it's here and there. I just thought it was funny about how butthurt so you can be. Like, how negative you could be. Like, I think this good guy, the guy that's blaming Eric July for everything, is just doesn't know what he's talking about. He's always crying about stuff. He accused him for everything, for being a racist. I'm surprised he hasn't said, like, he was invited the Proud Boys, a black man. I was like, this is crazy. How negative you gotta be to give someone a hard time that's a hard worker. And it's just crazy. Yeah, and another thing I was trying to remember. What happened to... I don't know. We're gonna see. All stuff aside. But I don't know. But I haven't heard too much. I think I'm beating this train real quick. I swear I was coming home one day. The train went on forever and ever and ever. I was like, oh my god, man, this train is like keeps going. Luckily I found like there's an underpass to beat the train. It's just funny. But this day should go pretty good. I was planning on doing other stuff, but we see how it goes. Okay. Oh, my bad. Oh, there was a game yesterday, so I'm going to see how dirty the parking lot is. I remember... I told a few people about this, how, like, one day I went to work, not only I wasn't on the clock, I wasn't supposed to work that day, I found, like, $100, literally a $100 bill, like, I didn't know if it was real or not, and I picked it up. I even looked at little YouTube videos, like, how do you know your bill's real? And, I mean, everything felt right about it. I was like, well, let me see if I can spend this bad boy. And, I bought like one thing. I was like, well, shit, it's a legit bill. Legal tender. And I think I bought groceries with it. Like, I was like, it's on me, boy. I found this money. But, you know, all in all, pretty good day. I think I had a good day. Today's the 3rd. I need to cancel an appointment I was going to have. There's bicyclists jaywalking on the road, but, or jay driving, but whatever you want to call it. But yeah, it should be a good day. Like I said, I wasn't planning much. I need to get started. I need to work on other stuff. When you're helping your mom's business, you be a busy boy. Like I said, y'all have a good day and a good morning.